Well, I mean, you know, I've seen these guys for a number of years, you know, so going back to when I was first in the league in 2007, so it's certainly changed since then, you know. You know, obviously different personnel. I think what they have right now is they've got a bunch of guys that have played together for a while. You know, you've got Dalton with A.J. Green. You know, you've got Eifert. You've got the two backs, Hill and Bernard. You got the line, Sanu and Marvin Jones is in there. So, I mean, you've got some guys that have played together, so there's a good chemistry there, and that's a big challenge. That's a challenge because those guys know each other pretty well, and that's why I think one of the reasons why they're playing so well. As far as the evolution of scheme and what they do, I think everybody changes every year, but those guys have gotten to know each other real well. Yeah, he wasn't out there today. We decided to have him in the training room here and try to get him some extra treatment to see if we can get him ready for Monday night. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But I'd say, you know, obviously still day-to-day with him.
You know, Bill, you've talked, I know you've talked many times about how tough it is to win in this league. And Cincinnati's gone to the playoffs four straight years, but they've lost in the first round for the first time ever, four straight years. Fans are on them. I mean, what's your take on that? Is that just, I know it's a what have you done for us lately league, but it's not too fair, is it?
Fans aren't on them now, I hope.
No, the bandwagon is very crowded.
Yeah, they're 8-0. I mean, I'd say that's probably, Dale, I understand what you're asking. It's probably a better question, obviously, for Marvin, but, I think they're a heck of a team. I think he's a really good coach. You know, just in talking to him at owners' meetings or, you know, before the game last year, you know, he's been there a long time and he's stuck to his principles of what he wants in a football team, and I give him a lot of credit. So I'm not sure about fans and anything like that. I know how important our fans are to us and things like that, but I just know that they're a good football team and it's a big challenge for us. Yeah. No, I've seen him because of the ability now to get all the reps, which, you know, he's able to get most of the reps in practice. You see much better chemistry between him and the receivers with the offensive line, with the running game, with how the plays are called, all the different things that go into that. And I think that, that's what you see the most. He's got confidence. He's gone in there, and for the most part, he's played good football. And so what we would expect of him is to just continue to do that, to get us into the right play, to take care of the football, be a good leader in there, a good communicator, and continue to do what he's been doing.
Bill, can you remember when you got here, some moment when you saw Andre Hopkins and you thought that guy could be special?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sure if it was a particular moment. I just know that when we first came here, right away in the OTAs, you could tell that the guy had great hands and a great ability to adjust to the ball that was thrown to him, any type of ball. And you could tell one thing that really stood out to me that you really love to see in a young receiver was the work ethic. You know, when we came here, he was just coming off of his rookie year and going into his second year and had a tremendous work ethic. You know, he stayed after practice. He tried to do the things that we asked him to do. You know, I can remember some moments, you know, last year where he made some incredible catches in the Giants game. I've seen those catches in practice, things like that. That you just know that he's a special player. He's a very special player.
How does he compare to A.J. Green?
Yeah, I think that's it's two different players. I really do. I know that there may be a little bit of a size comparison there, but I think they're two different players. A.J. Green is a guy that over the years has the ability to play all over the place. I would say that's comparable. He and Hopkins are comparable in that regard. You know, you could play in the slot, play on the outside. I think they use him in different ways, you know, just because of their offensive philosophy relative to ours. But, you know, I do see two players that are excellent, excellent players.
Two years ago when Geno Atkins blew out his knee, came back, and he wasn't himself until this year. Now he looks like he's back to where he was. Do you see that, and how do you describe him as a player, not just stopping a run but rushing a quarterback?
Yeah, no, he's one of the best interior defensive linemen in the league. He's a very difficult guy to block because of how they use him. You know, they put him in a usually in a three technique, and they move him from there. So not only does he just play that B-gap tackle, but he can also move and be involved in the pass rush lanes in different ways. And very, very strong player. He plays with really good leverage, plays with great hands, very instinctive player, tough to block on the backside of runs, in addition to obviously on the front side. So a very, very tough matchup for us.
Xavier Suofilo said yesterday he's finally feeling pretty good after the injuries kind of slowed him down to start the season. What have you seen from him lately, and how does he factor into your competition on the offensive line?
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that he's feeling well. That's good. I think he's improved every day out there. He's a hardworking kid, and I just think that the more reps he gets, the better he'll get.
Practice is always important to you. Has Raheem Moore had a good week of practice since you had him as a healthy scratch?
I think he's improving, and he's working hard. He's out there working very, very hard. And, I think all of our practice yesterday was very competitive. We had a full padded practice. I think all the guys competed hard in that practice. Same thing today, although it wasn't obviously full pads. But I think everybody improved this week.
Bill, TJ's having the extra time. Where does he feel like he's up to speed now, and you're comfortable if he had to step in?
Yes, he's done a nice job coming in here. He really has. He's able to have very good recall on what he learned before when he was here, and so he's gone out there and he's executed well. And I give him credit. Even when he was not on a team, he was working. You could tell he was throwing with probably a quarterback coach that he had up there in Georgia, and he worked. So he was in shape. He was in throwing shape, and I think he's performed well in practice. So the answer is yes.
Bill, you talked about when you put the pads on, that would help you get back to running the ball better. Did you see, after putting the pads on, what you wanted to see as far as the run?
Mark. That's a fine. To me, the proof is in the pudding on game day. You know what I mean? So we've really worked hard on stopping the run and running the football. But this is a team in Cincinnati that does a really good job of running the football, and they do a good job of stopping the run. So we've got to show up on Monday night and again, put that, what we've done in practice, put it on the field. It has looked better in practice on both sides of the ball. The practices have been very competitive. I give our guys a lot of credit. They've worked extremely hard in practice to improve those areas of the game. And, again, we want to see that on game day.